Hello.
Hello,
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And well, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
What's this survey for?
Yes, it's about local issues that your community is facing, the community and the nation as well. So, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm pretty strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Thank you. And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied unless Trump wins, then I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Doing fine, getting better.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. Stagnant wages and raising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, raising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community?
Trump getting elected and white supremacy. And let's see what the other one said.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is J.B. Vance.
A 1.
Sorry?
A 1.
Oh, okay, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
Don't know that name.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, about 90.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
About 90.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
95.
Thank you. And Project 2025.
Zero.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
I ain't never been favorable, much less favorable. I never thought he was fitting me president personally.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please read each statement. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. A 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As vice president, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. How convincing would you rate this from 0 to 10?
For Kamala? Yeah,
correct,
10.
About his statement. Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so we can get ahead. How would you rate this statement about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one is, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to the court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy. How convincing would you rate this to support Kamala between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. The last statement is, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. we have the chance to vote. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube?
TikTok.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or a postgraduate?
That's from college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not living in the household, no.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or liberal?
Probably somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Would that be somewhat or very liberal?